The salesman used to come to the Rav every week at the gallery, and he always said, "That's a typo. We should call it some higher district, some higher Maria." And every week, the Rav said, "No, I have a better type. I'll do that."
Okay. Every week we come to a different suggestion. The Rav would say, "No, I'll do that. Let's go with same thing. I'll do that."
And then later, he goes, "Here, do that." Okay. I think we learned it might tell them it's about a long time since we learned any book.
Always.
I think we learned to learn it about an hour of that 10 lines down, no? Kimcha. Kimcha the around the 10th line from the top on Lamed Vav from an hour after the two dots, the new paragraph, a new topic. What's the halacha? What halacha does one say when you eat flour? The Tosfos comments, what kind of flour is it? If it's a sack of flour the way we have, that's not the normal way you should eat it. That's like Shabbat Yedera. Whenever you eat anything Shabbat Yedera, you know it's right around a Shahaka. That's not a Shaila. Well, it's something like some other kind of flour. Some of the toasted kernels of grain, and they ground it up, and it's tasty the way it is now. Except that normally you're going to use this flour, the normal assumption, you're going to use it to go right in to bake some cookies or some cake or something. But it's tasty the way it is now also. That's the taste. Kimcha dechiti, the taste is on the side. Here, the lomar is the kimcha mamish. I'm not talking about our kind of flour. In Cain, the Shachet they brought the Barfi Hazom, then it's for sure Shachet Leib Bar. That's not normal that a person should eat. Whenever you eat anything that's not normal, it's going to be Shachet Leib Bar. We discussed this, that there was some Gedolim had a pitfall if you drink through a straw. The Gemara has an Ibai Leib Shita, Masech HaSeita, if Seita drinks the Maim Hamori through a straw, Ishka Dash Mechonis Mahu, is that called Shloki Dash Tia? So the whole Seder has Seder doesn't count and the mind is not voided. Is that called Kedera Shtiyah or Shtiyah? Because the Gemara has in Bible a sheet of paper. But some parts were still through the Gichas on the end. So he said, if you're going to drink soda or anything, in Europe the family used to drink mineral water. When they went to the spas for the health resort, you used to drink mineral water through a straw. So that is shining what they said, Brock on that. So the Gemara has in Bible a sheet. But he pointed out, the whole thing is a failure. What's going on? If you drink Shalom Kedera, you don't say a bracha, there is no such thing. If you eat or drink anything, Shalom Kedera, the bracha is knocked down to shakum. From the Hefa Taif, it's the same that if there's no bracha at all, it's anyway shakum. The mineral water is anyway shakum. Please shakum anyway. It's a different shakum. No, that they didn't discuss. That has nothing to do with the Gemara in Saita. Okay. I mean, that's the shot.
I
thought you meant whether you ate that brush or sheet, and you mean maybe it's not worth the other one.
Okay.
Okay.
what you make of
that? No, 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 no. Maybe she says she didn't, she's going to drink the wine through a straw, so maybe the bracha should be by piyagra. Okay, so that would be, that's about to discuss. That's about to discuss. And even then, like he kindness. It's l'charis shved. This cloud that we have in Birchas HaNehenin, that whenever you eat something in an abnormal fashion, the bracha is always knocked down to shakel. They tell us, I mean, there's something abnormal about the food. You eat flour.
Yeah.
You eat the chayt to make a margarine from corn. Let's say they make margarine from corn. So it's corn is a parfi adoma. So maybe the margarine should have been also parfi adoma. Yeah, but if you eat a bar of margarine, who eats a bar of margarine? That's meshugah. So it's knocked down to shakel. But if the mashke is regular wine, nothing abnormal about it. And anyone who is interested in drinking wine will drink it. The only thing is that as drink it, shlug dashi, so what you can say is that for Seir Ashkoa Tazoito, you're not able to say that it should be knocked down to Shaka, but also a teller. Three times, the whole sushto to the Gemara and Tazoito is a teller. You can deal with them. But if the Brach is anyway Shaka, then for sure there's no Shaka. Then Kovaka is going to be Shaka. This is going to be Shaka. So again, the Tazoito says, the Shaka and the Gemara by the Kincha the Chippe, whether it's birth or you are drama. It means it's a normal thing for the Chiti. It's not an abnormal like flour like we have. Where the Lamar became Hamamish. You came to drink the flour, no shak, they broke the birth of your drama. This is going to be Shahab. Now Lamari, that's that to say, toasted it, you have toasted kernels of grain, you toasted it in the oven, and then you ground it up, and it's tasty. The way you eat it now is like a tasty. But they ground it up. They ground it up, so that's called mishtana. That's called mishtana.
To make like an omelet, to make it, put it into a soup. They used to take flour and spot it and make it like little balls.
But
most
of the problem is...
You can eat it, but it's not to make it, put it into the soup.
No, here's talking that the normal thing is that you make it into cake or cookies later on.
Yeah.
They make it into cake or cookies. This way, Lu Yachmina. But the Gemara has a shayla. And why is the shayla later? There's a shayla. What's the din if you have an oichel shenishtana? I have some food, let's say I have a baked apple. So the normal way to eat apples is in America, the normal way to eat apples is raw. And I bake the apple. If you have potatoes and you bake the potatoes and you eat it, it's difficult. Certainly the bracha is wrong. Other others, you eat raw potatoes, then the bracha is shahakal. So that's not called an oichel shenishtana. When you cook the potatoes, and you chop the potatoes and eat them, you can't say that the bishul on the potatoes is called a shiloi, and it's a shalom amachos shenishtana, whether it's considered a son of chazashus all the time, considered a synthetic food, like a yesh me'ayin, and a food just came down from heaven to cook potatoes, I thought that it should be shalom, but that's not a shalom, because that's the normal way to eat potatoes. Because after you cook it, after you bake it, you don't eat it raw. When you eat it raw, then it should like it down, then it's shakal. When you eat it cooked, then it's not called a shtana, that's normal, then it's for sure bar kiyadam. But if I care, let's say in America, when people eat raw carrots, you would thought that they didn't eat raw carrots. And raw carrots would be shakal. And cooked carrots, that's normal, that's cooked potatoes, that's bar kiyadam. But the shakal is in America, right? Like Moshe writes in the shuba, that all these things depend on the minigam dinner. So the minigam dinner in America is that you eat raw carrots, and when you eat raw carrots, you say bar kiyadam. You could have eaten it raw, it would have been kadaka, it would have been barfi adoma. So now that you cook the carrots, maybe cooking should constitute a shinui, just like the din is in Baba Kama, that if a ganav steals something, and then a shinui occurs, or the ganav stole it, and he made the shinui, it doesn't matter whether it's a shinui to be a dying, a shinui to be a male, it would happen automatically. So he made the shinui, he's kainu. Why is he kainu? What kind of a din is shinui kainu? So the Achreim already points out that the Gemara doesn't say it's a din, it's not really a local din in Hilchos Geneva. It's really a din in Kol HaTorah Kula. It's Mucha from the Gemara like that. It's Mucha in the Sugis and the Kol HaKam. Because it's based on the passage that says the Heishu, the Tzakzela, Shegoza, the end of Pasha Sayikra, the Kekein Shegoza. The Litzvah Sashoza only applies when the object is in its original state. The Lah, but if it's not in the original state, then you say Panim Chadash is all the kind of considered a different entity. It's considered like a different test, and there's no longer a mitzvah hashava. Whenever there's a mitzvah hashava, then the name of the ganav is kind of. But it's not that shinui kind is a din that was formulated melech atchila in Hilchos Kinyani Gneiva. It's not a din that starts off in Hilchos Ganavim. The din is called a tarkula, that if an object is mishtana, how is it mishtana? It was painted, or he stole a big piece of wood and he ground it up into tiny little particles and made sawdust out of it. I'll say something like that. He cooked it, he took a raw thing and he cooked it. So whenever there's some major shinui, like a little shinui doesn't count. So you need to mark it. What's called the shinui? What's not called the shinui? Okay. Okay, you sold potatoes and you mashed the potatoes. You tell me that would be a shiva? Okay. So that's the Gemara has a shine on it later in the sugya. Potatoes chips? Okay. So what's the din over here? I have a food which is either a fruit or a vegetable, so the dog shouldn't get the barbecue or barbecue hot dog. And then I went raw, the raw fruit or vegetable, the dog should be raw, hey, it should be prepared for barbecue hot dog. I go ahead and I grind it into tiny particles, and it's nishtana. Or I cook it, and it's nishtana. Does it retain the original drach, or should I say no? Since I did a shinoi, is considered like panim chadash, is going to come. It's considered, is this a word, synthetic food, and synthetic foods are not fruits, not vegetables, it's no longer... What?
But they don't cook it so right and it's soft.
And it's
just as hard as it really raw. Well, if you cook, it's steam, but it's cooked.
What
did
they
say? Did
they say that?
It's cooked, but it's not
yours. It's not edible. The sugya that the Gemara has later that discusses what bracha you say on shloka. You see, on Lamed Tes and Aleph. The Gemara has the same shot of benegetu matzah mevushelet and maror mevushel. If you take matzah and you cook it, the Gemara has a whole machlokes hatanai, are you yotze or not?
Kovush?
If you soak the vegetables of the mor, you want to get out the bugs, you want to get out the dirt, you soak it for 24 hours, and then the bottom point out kovush to mevushel, and mevushel is considered parim kadosh. So you see, the Gemara is discussing shinui. It's a topic in Kala Perakula. You have to figure out exactly why shinui doesn't apply by macholat asura. That's the shot. Maybe it does apply. What's the law of Abitish in Ishtar? Let's say I have trace of food, and it undergoes a major change. It's not a change like that. I buy raw pork in the AMT, and then I cook it. So that's not called a shiva. That's like I have raw potatoes, and I cook it. So cook parti adot. The normal people don't eat raw pork, even those goyim who eat chagra, they don't eat raw. So of course they cook it. So that's not called a shiva. But let's say you take some trace of food, which could be eaten the way it is, and then you go ahead. Let's say you have an apple, which is horrible. Then you cook the apple. If someone prepares to say that if you have a baked apple, so the broth will be shakal, it will be considered a synthetic food. But in Chadosh of all the time, so would anybody be prepared to say, since the Yisra was Nishtana, so the Yisra goes off, it's a synthetic food, Yesh Me'ayin, like one came down from heaven, a new thing, has nothing, the whole past history is wiped off, and it's not called dog anymore, would anyone be prepared to say such a thing? So the Rishonim still discuss it. The Rishonim and Achrayim Halacha L'maisim were still discussing in Arayim Hazeh what the din is. We're not so convinced what the din is. But that is a Shenishtana.
What
is the
din?
Yeah. What is the din?
Yeah.
What is
the din?
Okay. We're going to have to go through the Gemara. Okay. They're going to be Gemara. Shalom. Because of Nishtana?
Whatever was changed chemically.
Different thing. No, I might just say that it's a Nishtana. It's not even a Kelev. It's not even a
Kelev.
I don't know if it's Nishtana. But they said Nishtana. Maybe we'll talk about it some other time. Nishtana, it's a different story. Okay. But that's Nishtana over here. Gemara has a sugya later on. What brought up is one side on Shlokei. Maybe shloka is cooked fruits and vegetables, which started off as egg. Oh, adama. But then when you cook it, that's called an ishtana, because you could have just as well eaten it in the roast day. So maybe when you grind up some fruits or vegetables, it's ishtana, or when you cook it, it's called an ishtana, and you should consider it part of Kadosh as well as Khan. So maybe it's no good for Matt, it's no good for Mara, because it's ishtana. Maybe you should no longer retain the bracha, but you have done.
Not from
the
hand, because you go through and
yeah.
Even though it's ground up, you don't see the right
way. Why is that on the show of community?
The meaning is that mozzarella is unlikely. Unless you mix them with water, then you get involved in each other. But if you don't mix with water...
No, they're going to mozzarella.
Not the dry fries. And then the Gemara has a discussion how big the pieces are. The matzah fries. But if it's not dry, just saying matzah properly, matzah mel, that's mamish amoiti. Mamish amoiti. Unless you take matzah mel and mix it with water, then the Gemara discusses. But let's say you have matzah farfel and you dip it in water. So it's still going to be hamoiti. Matzah mel and you mix it with water and stick together, then it's a different story. Then if bracha may be lost, then it will become as ayin. So let's just say, so what does the Gemara say later? What's the halacha ma'aseh? What's the shas? So the Gemara says that it depends. If it's ishtani, is it ishtani l'mayusa? Or is it ishtani l'mayusa? If you have some food that was nishtane, if it's ishtani l'mayusa, then it's considered a synthetic food. I don't know, let's say in America. I don't know what the facts are. The most people, most Americans, enjoy, let's say, raw apples or baked apples. And most Americans enjoy raw carrots. Is there a significant minority? I think most Americans eat carrots raw. Most Americans eat carrots and apples also raw. Is there a significant minority who eats this? That Ayayin Mabusho, the Drache is Shahako. Why? Because it's Ishtani, the Griyusa. There's a Gemara Balabas on the second pair. It talks about the fellow upstairs has from his Drache and his Tulsa from his Drache. So you can say that that's a Gemara Balabasa. But the Gemara in the second pair from Balabas speaks about if the fellow downstairs has a Tanur and the fellow upstairs has a barrel of wine, he's going to ruin his wine. It's going to be inferior quality. It's even the Gemara that the yayin that becomes Mizbashel becomes inferior in quality. It depends. Sometimes it becomes superior. The OU insists that they should have all the yayin should be Mabushel so that Maga Akum shouldn't pose a problem. So the companies, a lot of ingredient companies didn't want that. So they were afraid that when they're going to cook the wine, they're going to make an inferior flavor. So then when they tried, some of them tried it. They said it's Givaldic for the color and Givaldic for the flavor. Then now they want it, the grain want to make it all Mabushel. For their purposes, forget about the rabbis. The rabbis knew some secret that they didn't know, and now they some of the companies insist they want to open the Mabushel. They like that idea. That's why it's a problem. That's why one of the big Talmid Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yashiv, one of the major Pesachim in Eretz Yisrael, came out with this chuvah before Rosh Hashanah. He said that the whole ether of Yayin Mabushel, that if enough we handle this, he does not do it, enough of the deer, the ether is enough of the deer of his man is there. Because the Rosh, right, that the reason why the Chachamim would never go to Yayin Mabushel because it's the Milsa de la Shchiche, and the Milsa de la Shchiche was not to be our bonafide. But he says, if everybody's cooking the wine, the grain also cooks the wine. All the wine is there after all. That's the whole, is it just Mabushel? That's the Rosh's with Akasha. The simple reading of the Gemara is that Yayin that's possible and not Sachagabi on his back, so the Hodzi of the Zorin never would use it for Degeshkes either. So since it's not Hashash Nitzuch, since it's Yayin Bushel, it's not Hashash Nitzuch, so therefore the Chachamim never draws it. But the Rosh is bothered with Akasha, but that's not the only reason why we prohibit Sam Yayinah. We prohibit it because of the Hashash of Chasnus that it may lead to intermarriage. The Rosh throws in a line. So others answer that Rabbi Kivega quotes the parrot on Akash, and the Rashash has a long arichas, and they say, so Frank has a long shuvah about this. Others say, no, that there are two different theories. But the Hashash of Chasmus that may lead him to marry, that only applies if the wine was manufactured by Joy. And they like the wine so much, I may fall in love with his daughter. I may want to marry his daughter in order to have the Abiki Ket, in order to have that delicious wine all the time. But if it's Ket and wine, and the Goy is handling it, so why should I fall in love with the Goy's daughter? I'll fall in love with Kerem's daughter, a Yerushalayim one. I'll fall in love with the Yerushalayim's daughter. Why should I fall in love with the Goy's daughter? So when the Gemara says that Maga Akum doesn't bother by Yayin Mabushel, Rashi writes on that Gemara that Maga Akum v'yeinu shal Yisrael does Mabushel. But if the Goy manufactures wine, of course it's also. It doesn't help the fact that they're making it Mabushel. If the Goy manufactures the wine, then there's a Hashash of the day. That's what Rabbi Kivega points out to Teres. That's what Rosh Hashanah wants to say. So Frank says, but if it's the Rosh, if this Kasha, then we should have talked about the Kasha. The Rosh has the Kasha, What do you mean the Chachamim are only worried about Nisuch, and why that's not Mavusha? But if it's Mavusha, then there's no Chashash Nisuch for Mutsu, so first Chachash, what happens to the next day? So he said, well, the Mutsu is a Shlich and a Kajgah Bonner. It's very unusual that anybody drinks the Yayin Mavusha, but since the Mutsu is a Shlich, they will never drink it. So that's what Rabbi Yashu says, she's Manazeh. Then it should really be Mavusha, they should cook it up to a high degree temperature for a long period of time. That's unusual, but they should just have pasteurized it for a second, they just slash through heat for a second or two, because that's the end of it, to kill the germs. So that became the milk of the shrikh. So you can't say that pasteurized wine has the status of Yayin Mavusha, because the whole matter is based on milk of the shrikh, and goes up. That's what he came out with before Rosh Hashanah. That's for Rabbi Gorin and many other Rabbanim and Ezra B'Tumlin, that they don't accept his Chumrah. Moshe has in his story, Moshe assumed that it was a legitimate Chumrah, so he disagrees with Moshe. Okay, Rabbi Yashu has a right to disagree with that, Moshe. He's entitled to his opinion. You should look at the time that there was made. At that time, it was all the bushels from Milk and Roshkir. They never knew anything about their children. So Rabbi Yashid gave us that two pages, and it's true to be Marek. When do you determine this issue on Shas Agzeira historically, and when does it change in the course of the generation? So here he refers you to a Chazon Ish on Shviyas, but the Chazon Ish talks about an issue in Shviyas. When the application of the Agzeira changes, when the nature of the fact changes, when the circumstances change, and when you say the din doesn't change, whatever the fact was in the days of the Tanayim, even though the facts are different today, the din remains the same. And he gives you a bit of a dissertation, and then he says, and based on my quarter, he thinks that the din should change over here, and others disagree, they say the din should not change. They like his analysis up until the punchline, and then they hold based on his analysis, the din should not change this management. They disagree with Rabbi Yashiv's Tshuva, disagree on 2 points. First of all, they disagree. They say, who says we cast them like that rush? That the reason why the Yayin, the Busho, was like us in Kod Nuzlo Shticha, maybe it's a different reason. They said, Yenish Alakum, then it's a Chashash Ben Hashem. But if it's Yenish Al Yisrael, then it's a Chashash Ben Hashem to begin with. But then if it's wine that was manufactured by Yisraeli, the only Chashash is Nisuk, so it's Mushal, there's no Chashash Nisuk. Right, so that's how Rav Torechi Kassum. I remember once in Shia, the Rav Tachan Rav was talking about this topic. They also said a double portion, like Rabbi Kivegas says, that the two Xeris that is manufactured by a Goy, then it's been say manufactured by East, so the Noah Ben Hashem to begin with, just the Chashash and Yisro, so then if it's Mavusha, it takes off that Chashash. So he's making fun of that time, he wrote up in the, I don't know which newspapers, I never read the paper, either the Yiddish paper or the New York Times, I don't know. He wrote up in the newspapers that the conservative rabbiners of Yipaskim that he permitted to use Welch's great truth because it's Yayin Mavusha. And Yayin Mavusha was like those of the Rabbanim. And they said also that it's a Tshuvas HaRamah. Whatever page it was in, he said it's a Tshuvas HaRamah that you're allowed to use Yayin Mavusha. So he was making fun of this in class. And he said the Tshuvas HaRamah, yes, he didn't know what it said in the Tshuvas HaRamah. So someone brought it to him and said, look what it said. It doesn't say that. The Tshuvas HaRamah just said, yes. The Ramah, on the days of the Ramah, the Jews in Poland, the Ramah was in Poland. It's the bad wine that was manufactured by the Jews in Italy. And the Jews in Italy manufactured the wine. They themselves were not from the Baptist community. They used to drink glacier wine. And the Jews were manufactured. So the Ramon, the Shiloh, you can't trust them. The Yid in Italy, Achoshad al-Adabal, like Jonathan Amir, is a Mishnah Pirate. That the fellow violates this area of Allah, because they're hopping Ishkin and Manas on this area. Let's say the Mikvah lady doesn't observe Tariq HaMishkot. She's not believed to tell me that it's a kosher Mikvah. The butcher doesn't observe kosher. She's not believed to tell me that it's kosher food. Whoever doesn't observe this area of Allah, it doesn't have their Manas on this area. Achoshad al-Adabal, like Jonathan Amir, except the Jews in Italy were supplying the kosher wine. So the Jews in Poland, Kosher Bar Mitzvah, they manufactured and make bottles that they were careful. That the Goyim shouldn't handle it, they shouldn't touch it. But they themselves used to be mezalzel, and they used to drink a Goyish wine. So how can you trust them and they tell us that this is Kosher wine? That was the shot that they asked the Ramah. So the Ramah was maker, and he said like this, the Jews in Italy are doing wrong by drinking the wine. But they think that they have a hazard because the water is so polluted in Italy that they think that they have a heter to drink Samyena. Why just like the Gemara had an Easter of Pasakush? But then it became so difficult because Jews never wanted to become bakers, that it became impossible. If you have to eat bread, you have to go to people, Allah lechem yichi adam. The Rishonim say. So it became so difficult to live, till in the later period of the Amorayim, the Goyim record that they lifted the Easter of Pasakush, and they said if it's Pasakush, there is Mutter, Yishim Chayin Nefesh. chemist very often. You have to eat bread, and there were no Jews in the field of bakery. So the Jews in Italy were merry hetter liasmam. He says they were wrong, but they were merry hetter. Allah, they had their pastalta mishum chai nefri. You have to drink something, and the water is all polluted. So they have no brewery in Italy. They only drink wine with the meal to wash down the food. And they thought mishum chai nefri. Hatanish can brewery. They're allowed to drink.
But they have
to drink more expensive. Apparently, the goyisha wine was less expensive. So they were merry hetter, but for the Jews in Poland, they knew that they had their water was not polluted. So the rabbi says that's not called achoshel al adover. Even though it's not in violation of the din of Sam Yenom, but they were more happy to show you. They thought that they had Hesed. So the Hesed was wrong. So this was the one Maramokim that the conservatives quoted, that you're allowed to drink wealthy grape juice, number one because of Amor's matter, Goyish and wine. Amor says you're not allowed to. Amor says you're not allowed to. He says they're wrong, but it's not called Chashan al-Adover because of Amor Hesed. And then, the other explanation they gave, because it was Yayin Mabushal, and Yayin Mabushal was taking the Gemara, Medina the Gemara, you don't even need the Shuvah Saramah. Yayin Mabushal, Medina the Gemara, Muta. The Rav Soloveitchik was making fun of this in class. They said, that's ridiculous. Does anybody need this nothing? They said, we weren't learning about this. I don't know, learning about common something wrong. Somehow, in the middle of the Shia, he mentioned this. They said, I hope everybody understands why it's ridiculous. And we were looking, we didn't know the first thing about Sam Yena. So he said to his son-in-law, Aaron, what do you say? So Aaron was explaining the whole thing, that there's two gzeiros, and if it's manufactured by the guy, then it's been the same. Manufactured by the Jews, then it's not chashash been the same, it's only chashash miso. So if it's the Bushel, then it's not chashash miso. But if it's Welsh, Welsh is manufactured, it's been the same. But the Rav said, how about this? It's not Mamish Poshup Shat in the Gemara. That's the Rebbe Kedegan makes this case. So the Rav Heller does Poshup Shat in the Gemara like that. Anyway, that's the shayla. If you have, so that's the thesis in the end of Sochim, and I have some quotes in the name, Abstach from Rashi, that Ayayin and Mushel, Rechotze Shehakol. We don't pass them like that. We pass Ayayin and Mushel, Rechotze, or Piagotam. Why does Rashi hold that Shehakol? Because that's cool. It's Shari Ligri Uso. Because the Gemara says in the second parak in Baba Basra, that ruins the wire. That's shayla. What do you mean ruins the wire? If you have an oven on the first floor, you say there, a baker is going to open up, someone's going to open up a bakery, so then the wine is going to get spoiled. But just because you're in the rational room, but the sun doesn't do it.
The combination won't official. One can't come down on two others. And therefore, what you said now, today is maybe not considered any more Mabucho.
They will be
having to do it.
Let's say you'll take an orange and you'll cook it in America. We, I don't know what they did in Europe, but let's say America, we eat real oranges.
It was orange.
So let's say you take a banana and you cook a banana. It doesn't taste awful, but it doesn't taste as good as it did when it was raw. So that's called the Shtani Ligri Yusuf. It's the same Vladoma. It tastes awful. You take an orange and you'll cook it. It doesn't taste as good as it did before. We would have enjoyed it more if it would have been raw. But you still can't profit.
They don't see a change in the time doesn't change the program.
That we're going to have to discuss. That's the latest for you. That's a big shine. So again, so we're not going to look at stock. Now, love is, if you have a Michael, which is Haleit Tov HaDom or whatever, and then it's Ishtani. If it's Ishtani Lim, I'll use it. If it gets better, but then it retains the broker from before. No Shiloh. But if it's Ishtani Lim, use it's inferior. So then it's considered like a tanach hadash, it's called a tanach brachas b'shach, in the brachas b'shach. So here is a machlokes, you have kimcha d'chitin. Kimcha d'chitin means it grounded up into tiny particles, and that's called ishtani, either cooking or grinding up. In one aspect, these are both ishtani. That's why there was a big machlokes in the pasuk about horseradish. Many of you see, then it's silly, horseradish or maror, the b'shach is, how do you have to eat the horseradish? And many of them said you have to eat it in the shava, because it's going to grind it up and it's going to be granulated, then it's ishtani.
And the Gemara says that Mara, that Ishtari, is no good for it. It doesn't retain its din of Mara. And others insisted, no, if you're going to eat the Mara in the state of Chum, that's what normal person eats like that? The only way anybody ever eats all radish is that it's ground up. So you're only Yotzei if you grind it up. If you don't grind it up, you're Zichanad Yotzei because you shluck it out. It's a machlokes among the Chum. Right, so the machlokes among the Achreinim. Then akasa, after the cheetahs, how you yoytze with the horseradish on the assumption that you yoytze. And others said you're not yoytze with horseradish. Other things that are going to say that horseradish is not in the meaning of mara. But on the assumption that horseradish is. Again, so what's the shayla here? I took the grain and I ground it up and it's ishtani. So the machlokes is whether you say whether it retains the status of adama. If you would take cake or cookies out of it, then it would become barimim mizanis. But they're called man. Let's see, you have kernels of grain. You don't say barimim mizanis by kernels. You say barimim adama on that. Here, Burman Mizanis is set out of the running. That's not a candidate over here. That's not shy. No one holds this Burman Mizanis because he didn't make it yet into the Dava Chashir about cake or cookies. A might be also not. It's not in the state of bread. That's not to be considered. But the first one, Dama holds up, you don't have a burpee, you have Dama, or I'm not going to have a shakam in the water. Why does Ram Nachman hold that a shakam in the water? Because it's Ishtani. And it's Ishtani in the Griusa. Because before, there was kernels of grain. And now it's a bislet. It's not shalok yederach, like they said, that flower. If someone can eat flowers, mamish was yederach hachila. So then it's going to be shahako for sure. But this is yederach hachila also, but it's still, it's a shtani legiyus. It would have taken the cheddar the other way. Family Berman, the diamonds, you only say when, once you make it into cake or cookies. When you made it into the state of cake or cookies. Yeah, the one exception to the rule that you don't need the zavik yachad is by... It's by right. Right is by Rabbi Yehuda. Said Rabbi Yehuda, according to Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yehuda on the side of the rift says that there you don't need mizabik yacha. And even if you didn't cook it till the point that it can bind together, it's still burning mizabik because that's the normal way that you eat rice. That's the shot of what about Wheaties. Yeah, maybe Wheaties, even though it's also not mizabik yacha, maybe you should also say burning mizabik. That's what most of it should be. Cannot make a mizanis. Yeah, if it's mizanis, let's say you have wheatina, farina. The rice, if it just cooked a little bit and it's still very hard, then it's very hard. But if it's cooked so much that it's very soft, then the Gemara says later on that even though we don't pass like a Yerah Manu, he says that rice is mamish in the Chamesh Yisrei Yedokon, and you say, Michian, and you say, Hamotzi on the bread, and you can be Yotzei with Matzman, it's like Chorus of Chorus. Without accepting Gemara says, and then it's tough, we don't pass like a Yerah Manu at all. But nonetheless, when he gave to the Bracha Rishon, the Barim Mizan is just here. He said Barim Mizan is on the rice. So the Rabbi Yerah comments on that Gemara that rice is different from we've seen in Farina, that by the other type of dogon, you have to cook it till it pours on Mizabik Yachar in order that it should reach the level of a Dota Barmin Mizan. And by rice, you don't have to. A lot of times the rice is only cooked a little bit, so it's still half raw. And then it's not only going to Adam. But if you cooked it a lot till it became very, very soft, then it's elevated to the level of Barmin Mizan, even though it's not Mizabik Yachar. Even though the pieces really stand separately, they didn't really blend in together.
The Gemara says, that you shouldn't get involved in the machlokes, that you should never eat rice unless pechas suda, because it will be a machlokes for the tzadama of bar mitzvah. And others say no, then we know. You ask any Puerto Rican in the street, what is rice? They say arroz, iron, in many languages, rice.
Does anything apply to lentils? Lentils. You can eat it and chop pieces, or you can grind it up.
What is lentils are hadama? Hadama lentils, yes. So what do you mean? Hadama is hadama.
People are making vegetarian liver from it. They grind it up.
Yeah.
So that's
the shaman of my usual. Okay. It's not an Ayusa, so retain the book. Okay. Why what?
Open the right cereal. What is the only right cereal?
But it was cooked to the point that it was treated the way it was supposed to be treated. It was treated so well that they're making millions on it. They did what they were supposed to do to it. So Ramesha says, I'm not just saying that. Because Ramesha talks about wheaties also.
Yeah.
Or pop wheat. Let's say you have pop wheat. The pop wheat is not in the Sabbath Yachad. Ramesha says, no, where are they going to get this from? Well, you have Ruach HaKodesh. That if it's wheat or barley, it has to be in the Sabbath Yachad. And if it's rice, it doesn't have in the Sabbath Yachad. Why? So he says, no, because this is Derech Olam treated like this, is Derech Olam treated like that. So he says, if in America, this is the way they eat the puff wheat kernel, and this is a normal way to treat it, and the people enjoy eating it, so that's also burning in the back. Right. It was changed, it was treated well, and that's the Darafetus, but that's elevated to the level of Burmese Mizanah.
So all the dry cereals should be Mizanah.
No, cornflakes are different. That's a different question. There are those on the flashback and they say that, oh, it's here's the book, Felix. Professor Felix has that book. I brought it to the next tomorrow, flat, later on that. So this is the book where he talks about the oats, and he finds that oats and rice, oats and rye are not really from the Hamashi from Mizanah. We usually say that we found the oats rice sell, but he finds that neither the rye nor the oats should really be included in the Hamashi from Mizanah. It's only wheat and barley and different forms of wheat and different forms of barley. So there are those who quote what he says and they think that there's nothing to consider over here, and others who quote what he says and they think that there must be an apikotis, and this is a tradition and there's nothing to discuss, and it's a shame. And Kahati's Mishnayos, he quotes the Rav Unterman, pointed this out there. So that's it. Kahati's Mishnayos was printed by Hechel Shlomo. So that's all you need. And it's published, you know, why? One of the literary characters had published that was disseminating a whole essay, why you're not allowed to use Kahati's Mishnayos. So one of the reasons is because he once quoted Rav Cook somewhere, and one reason is because he says over Rav Unterman, and then what he said about Rav Unterman, that it's not Hechel Shlomo. And then one of the reasons is because of the rice and the oats. Rav Unterman told him, Rav Unterman mentioned this to Kahati, that issue. I think that's what he writes, I'm not sure. I think it's on the left page in Chalas, I'm not mistaken. I think he told him that it's Kedai to mention this, that it's an issue, Kashayla. Okay, so let's get back again. What's the din? Nahamo. When you take wheat and barley and you eat the kernels of grain the way they are, then it's burnt beyond the mouth. Then you make flour out of it and you make cake or cookies, then it's going to be burnt beyond the grain. It's elevated, the brach is elevated. If you grind it up in such a way that it's just plain flour and it's abnormal to eat it this way, that's why it's shocking even brought no shiva. Because that's not kederach achilu. It's also over here, it's toasted kernels of grain that you ground up and it's tasty the way it is, but it is ishtani. It is ishtani. Can you consider this ishtani limo yusa or not? Because it's not yet reached the final stage that it was intended for. Why did they grind this up? Because it tastes better in the ground up stage? No, if you want to eat toasted kernels of grain, you can eat it the way it is being without grinding it up. They grind it up to make flour and to bake cake or cookies out of it. So it's ishtani, but you can't say limo yusa. Ishtani limo yusa would have been if you would have finished. Gone to the end to make the cake. But if you didn't make the cake, it's just ishtani. I don't know if you can say that we used to.
Apparently it was the tumor you make nuts or what's name, or and you grind it up. You grind up nuts to make cookies, and say, okay, you can eat it like this too, the ground nuts.
Walnuts, you're talking about.
Walnuts.
So you say do you say on the ground nut, do you say go through it?
It depends how
strong you are. Again, it's preparation to make a cake for it. Normally they don't need it, but it's just a cake. It's strong.
It is chunky. Yeah. They like it.
Yeah, very fine, you guys.
And you're doing it in order to that some food in it.
Okay.
Should be the same, Shiloh?
Should be the same, Shiloh, go here?
Okay.
We have to learn a lot of Gemara. So we'll start, this is the first of the entire Gemara. So this is the Machlokes Rav Nachman Rav Yehuda. Amalei Rav Rav Nachman, he tells Rav Nachman, Latif Legalei the Rav Yehuda. You shouldn't disagree with Rav Yehuda, says that he retains the Bracha Bar Pri Adama, even though it's Ishtani. Rav Nachman knows that it's Ishtani, and it's not called the Mal Yehuda because you didn't get to the final promise yet, so the only thing is Ishtani. So Dr. Latif Legalei the Rav Yehuda don't disagree with him, the Bracha is that it should be Bar Pri Adama. Why? Rav Yechon and Shmuel kindly covered that I think that the first generation of Amoraim agreed with Rav Yehuda that it should maintain the bracha. Why? The Amor Rav Yehuda Shmuel, Rav Yehuda quoted the name of his Rav Shmuel, the Chenam, because Rav Yechon, Rav Yechon said the same, Shem and Zayit and Vachon Aor, but behold, I sach Ishtani, it's not in the original state, Amor, what do you say, Abagav Ishtani, even though it's Ishtani, the Mosekoi retains the original status. You don't say Panam Chadosh is Bola Khan, it's still Barthi right. Now, Hanami over here, even though you ground up the Chitim, I've got the Ishtani. The Milsa Kite, it should retain the original Bracha. That's not called Ishtani Ligi Yusuf. It's Nishtani Ishtani Ligi Yusuf, Nishtani Ishtani Ligi Yusuf. It's Ishtani. We know that then later, for the next up, if it's Ishtani Ligi Yusuf, it's Shahako. Ishtani Ligi Yusuf, it's not Panam. Here it's Ishtani. Not like Lisa, not with my use. So you see over there about the Shemin Zayit. I've got the Shemin Zayit. So he's saying is, the Rav Nachman who holds that a Shahakam, when he talks about Rav Nachman answers back, says the Mahmoud, he told me what kind of a comparison is it? What does Rav Yechanan and Shmuel have to do with our case? Pasam by the case of the Shemin Zayit, is Taki Ishtani, not with my use, not like you use, or the Leifle, Igu Yakoine. There's no way to use the Shemin Zayis to make it in a higher form. He can take this flour and make bread, cake, or cookies out of it. Therefore, even though it's not Ishtani Ligu Yusa, but it's Ishtani and you can't call it Lamal Yusa yet, so Ishtani is a part of Kadosh's Bolotan, so it loses the original drop. It loses the identity. Logically, it loses the original identity. It's considered like a synthetic food. As if it's mamish, a new one came down from heaven, and a synthetic food, shot from the abattoir. Now it's been mixed together, can't...
What, is Greek olive oil?
Because if it means a sack of flour the way we have it, then sure, I should like it there. So for sure the bracha is going to be shot. Whenever you eat food that's not normal to eat, so for sure the bracha is shot. It doesn't over here that it's tasty the way it is.
I don't know how
to say just flour.
It is flour. Why just flour? The moisture rule. That would say that any ingested food.
No, you have to add up what Tasty said. That it's not plain flour. It was toasted because of the grain that they made it into flour. So it's tasty the way it is now also. Right. It didn't change it to anything in a higher level. It didn't make it into the cake or the cookies yet. That is not considered unlike orange juice, which is yaitzei min hapri. This is considered a pri, but it's still mishpada hapri. It's like an olive, which I crushed up into tiny pieces and I make olive sauce out of it. Like apples, and you made apple sauce out of it. So this is olive oil, it's like olives that you crushed into tiny particles. So that would be ishtari. That would be a shayla ishtari. If it's Ishtani, then I'll use if it's better than before, then it retains the Bracha. Ishtani is Ligui Yusa inferior than in Shahako. What if it's Ishtani? Not Lamal Yusa, not Ligui Yusa, just plain Ishtani. So that's what the Gemara has in Machlokes. So we talked in, that since it's Ligui Yachrino, then over here for sure it's Shahako. We talked like Rav Nachman, then Shahako here. Beg the Gemara Kashi, who ever heard of such a cloth? If you eat a food in its present state, that if you wanted to, you could have gone further and changed its state and put it into a different state, which would have been superior to the present state. So you're going to tell me that that you don't say the correct bracha now. That whenever you can make it into something tastier later, you chapoy and eat it now. Then you only say shakol. The Hamar of the Hamar of Matnah Meshmul Shmuel says, doesn't seem to imply not so. He's going to quote a member of Shmuel, says on two foods. One is karachaya. Karachaya is a delicacy. When the trees grow, so when the branches just start to grow, they're fresh, raw branches, so it's a delicacy that they serve in restaurants. A friend of mine told me he was in Paris in a Schaefer restaurant together with other professors, and they were all eating Schaefer macaroni, and they couldn't eat anything. He had to be there, so yes, a bottle of Coca-Cola, whatever, what's he going to drink? What? And then they showed him on the menu that they have some food that's absolutely kosher, karachaya. They sell branches from trees. They break off branches from the tree. If you break off a branch from the tree that's 3 years old and hard, you got to break your teeth on it. But if you have a fresh branch that just grew within this year, yeah, young teeth, that's soft, so you can eat it. So that's called karakai.
If you sugar cane.
Did you say shaka?
Sugar cane.
Sugar cane is a big machlek in the Rambam. What broth is it? Whether it's Hadamah or Ha'eth or Shahakot, all the three Shemot. They quote in the history books when the Vilna Gaon was a little boy, he always used to enjoy eating the sugar. He used to have some... He used to enjoy it until he learned the Rambam, that the Rambam told the Rambam like it. So he stopped eating the sugar. I don't know. Kimcha desiris. If you eat the flour that was made from barley, then mevachen alayu shakol nibedvara. So why does Shmuel only state that you say shakol nibedvara? I'm kimcha desiris. My lab, the chisi would be very priva adama. So don't you see that Shmuel, the first door of Amaron Shmuel, disagrees with Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says that it's shakol nibedvara. Shmuel only says I'm kimcha desiris. The shakol nibedvara. Because that's the time of Shvaka Derech Achila. That's an abnormal thing that anybody should eat it. But on Kimcha Dechiti, that's normal. Apparently, you would retain the bracha, and it would be Baruch Mi Adama. So it's a raya against Rav Nachman that says that the shakol nibedvara, that it's the shtani. Not from our youth, not from youth, but it's the shtani. He says, Rav Nachman says that the shakol nibedvara sounds like he holds that it's Baruch Mi Adama. My Rav Dechiti would be Baruch Mi Adama.
Not necessarily so. You cannot tell exactly what Shmuel said. Maybe what it means to say is Zechiti Nami Shachan in the Gar, the both Shachan.
Begging Martha, why did they only mention Kimcha Desiri, only the flour from barley? Why doesn't it say flour from barley openly? Begging Martha, Lashmi and Zechiti of Koshkin Desiri. It's Kimcha Desiri, which is tasty, it's normal to eat it like this. It's a hako, because even though it's not a Shtani Ligre Yusra, it's very tasty. But still it's a Shtani, because it's like Luya Achrin, so that's the equivalent of a Shtani Ligre Yusra. So that shakos, the koshkin kimcha desirei, because it's not tasty at all. It's not normal to eat it like that. So that's different shakos. So why did Shmuel only make a statement on kimcha desirei? Should have said on kimcha desirei. I'm thinking my name. He asked me that if Shmuel would have only made a statement on kimcha desirei, how do I mean on kimcha desirei? You only say a bracha bechlau. Shakos is only on kimcha desirei. But if you eat kimcha desirei, you're going to run a lake lau. I would have thought that there's no bracha at all, because it's not normal to eat it. So mashmalon. That was the chiddush of Shmuel, that even on Kimcha Desiri, you also say a bracha, but they're both going to be shakos. Both Kimcha Dechiti and Kimcha Desiri. Greg Digmar, what's the haramina to think that you should eat a food and not say a bracha at all, just because it's abnormal as well? Greg Digmar, regarding melav is zamis, and why should it be inferior to salt or salt water? That's what the box of zamis means, mei melav. The sound the Mishnah says, or the Tanya, the Bryson says later, ala melav ala zamis an shakos nibedvara, no food. It doesn't have any broth on the forensics, You have to say the bracha shachani b'dvar. And in one name, I would have thought that it is inferior, that kim for this diary should have no bracha whatsoever, because it's a zuki mazik way. We had before that if you drink shemen zayit, kmo shehu, so it's a zuki mazik way, and Rashi said you don't say bracha at all. But that's what the Gemara says, it's a hanami. And for the Gemara, it's true. It's not about the zamnis, that's normal sometimes. Normal people, most normal people wouldn't eat the salt. But children sometimes have a crazy thing, so eat a bar of a margarine, sometimes a fit meat, a spoon of salt. But the Gemara says, something has to kind of melt the zamnis, all the danish, the shadi, the kumay. Once in a while, a person will throw it in his mouth. Not that it'll dip vegetables into the salt water, put salt, sprinkle salt on top of food. It's simply a spoon of salt. People will sometimes do it. Our kimcha is diary since it's unhealthy. All the kosher, the cookie on it, very unhealthy, whatever, it'll develop worms in the stomach. Since it's kosher, it's a zuki mazik lay, la 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 la, like Rashi said on the previous, whatever it says, the zuki mazik lay, kamash molon does be more, so this is, we already discussed, what's kamash molon? That cave and this way, hanon in a, he played rook, so the Rambam learned, kamash molon, that Rashi started his rook. That even when it's a zuki mazik lay, that doesn't knock it off the gamrit, I'm saying it's rook, it lowers it down, tisha hakol, that's good, whatever you eat food, that's a zuki mazik lay, that's always shabak edara chachivot, and whatever food you eat shabak edara, it's not down to the bracha shachani l'zvar. Rashi on the previous top holds not. So Rashi says whenever it's a zuki mazik, it's worse than shlokidera. If you eat some food shlokidera, then it's not down to shahak oil. But if you eat food that's a zuki mazik, Rashi says, ish kiyeh l'shachani mazik, it's not called achila. So how can you say birchas on the ene, and how can you say birchas on the ene when you're doing achila? And ish kiyeh l'shachani mazik, it's not achila. The Rashi in the stomach reads like this. Kevin, this way, I'm nominated by Bruchay. Well, you say a zuki mazik, well, you don't say bracha at all. That's if there's no hanuah to offset it. So the whole thing is a zuki mazik, so Rashi says there's no bracha at all. But if there's no hanuah at all, so what are you saying? I'm sure that's why the, what's the halal meaning to say bracha? It means that there is a little hanuah. But the hezik, the gufo, is greater than hanuah. But what happens if you have if a person is doing a pa'ula from which he gets hanor, and also he gets a hezik b'vatachas, but is he invited, let's say he took a letter not to get hanor from the thing, or is it ikuri hanor, it's a tzavah shalav edizor, a tzavah shalav edizor is going to shech the behema with it. But the behemoth that is shechting is this cow that he uses all the time for milking, and the cow is worth more alive than dead. So someone takes the knife, a tzavah shalav edizor, and he shechs this cow. So they have, let's say, he takes a horse, a racehorse, that's worth $5 million, and he takes a knife and he kills the racehorse. So it shouldn't be racehorse, it's a tikkun, because he's most people say, Yehudim and Achal Lebenaya. A boy is not allowed to eat a live animal, but once you kill him, so he's very submitted to eat, very much submitted to eat the horse meat. So what did he do over here? He took a racehorse that's worth $5 million. Now he killed it, so it's not worth $300. How much can he get for selling the horse meat? A couple hundred dollars. While it's alive, it was worth more. The Shaitis comments on that Gemara is that if the Rebach is more than the Hepsis, then it's called Lenin. The Hepsis is greater than the Rebach, then it's called Hepsis, then it's not called Rebach. So that's apparently the way Rashi learns. Let's say I'm eating some food which is a zuke mazik, but I do get a little bit of hanor from it, but no, it's so insignificant. If I eat, let's say, some candy that's not so zuke mazik, I get a little bit of hanor, have a little bit of a flavor. It's not so gishmak. Not all the candies taste so good. Not all the food tastes so good. But if you get a little bit of hanor, you also have to say birchas hanor. But what if you're eating some kind of a food for which you get a slight hanor, which normally would have been sufficient to be mechayv birchas hanor? But this food that you're eating is so unhealthy to you, it's hefsedo yeser kilkulos yeser alfi kulos. So then Rashi holds before, oh, zuki mazik, you don't say a broch at all. And then Rashi says, why was it saying, oh, zuki mazik, you don't say a broch at all, kamash malon, since his rebach is greater than the hefsedo yeser anominei, if he gets a lot of hanor out of it, that offsets the fact that it's a zuki mazik way, if his rebach is greater than the kilkul, then it's called nana, then you do say a broch.
According to Rashi, somebody would eat this good food, but it's about to serve it on the table. Well then, it's sharing, which is very good, but it's
another
shot that doesn't have a healthy bread away. But let's say it depends what's going to happen. If he's going to, he has an allergy, and my mysterious, the hamish anot that you possibly get from the herring, it doesn't get that much anot. The heparin is going to be much greater. But then he shouldn't say any broch at all. But unless he has an allergy that's going to break out in his mouth with his sores. That he enjoys the heparin from that sores. It's all going to go away in 2 weeks. So take a medication, get rid of the sores. But then anot is greater than the kilkul. So then Rashi will say, who said broch? Yeah, it depends whether the amount is greater than a hefzer or not. But that was the machlokes is not about. What is it again? What's the din if you have a Michael that has a bracha mefureses, hadama, hey, whatever, and then it's ishtani ligri yusa. So we know that it's ishtani ligri yusa shakul because it's considered labi milti koi. It doesn't retain its original status. It's like by the galus that you say she is koi. It's a different identity. It's like a synthetic food. If it's ishtani limal yusa. Then you don't say it's Tanu Kadosh. Here it's Ishtani, not Lamal Yusuf, not Lagri Yusuf. So what's the din? So we talk to like Rav Nachman, so the first Madama says, it's not Ishtani Lagri Yusuf, so it maintains the original bracha of the Mosi Kodesh. And we don't talk to like that. We talk to that since Italy, Luyachlina, I ground it up as a stage to go weiter. The normal way is to bake the cake and the cookies, right? To elevate it to the higher chosh of a bracha bargain in the Zaynish. And he never got that far. He's nibbling, he's eating the flour now. That's the equivalent. That has the status of Ishtan and the Greek. That's how we pass in Allah Kulaman. Now the Gemara is going to pick up again the theme of the Kerachayas. The fellow who sits in a restaurant in Paris and is eating the raw branches. So Shmuel says that the bracha that he recites is Shahakal Nidigvara. So the Gemara Kerach. What's taka the bracha? Everybody's asking that the bracha shakra not the not the machloek is kairah. So Yehuda Omar, Rabbi Yehuda was the Talmud of Shmuel. Yehuda was the Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Yehuda Omar is not the Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda. Did not sleep in Bogo. There was no sleep. Remember, somebody wants to ask me Akasha that we can more have saying stupid on that person, but I'll quote Omar Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel. He quotes a memory, and then there's another mesichta in the end of Yevamos, the end of our boys into the Gemara quotes the Tana Rav Yehuda, who says that Nivul of the Pasul of Tzavos is a Tzula Mekuna. Amar Rav Loza, Amar Rav Oshia, Amar Rav Loza, Amar Rav Oshia. Rav Loza was an Amari, he quotes Rav Oshia. And the Gemara there in the end of our boys into quotes the Tana Rav Leizer, who says that Tana Abolatriya, Shadal Shemisha, Tazar Zaynas, that's in contradiction to this of Leiz. And some of the reasons this is Rebbe, this is a Tana, this is an Amoyra, this is in Gansu. He didn't believe me, he thought Chofas Yisrael or something. Then in Gansu there's different people. This is Rabbi Yehuda, tell you what he says. Rabbi Yehuda didn't have smicha, he lived in Bobo, he can't get smicha. Rabbi Yehuda was a Tana, they lived in different tongues. So at least Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud of Shmuel. So Rabbi Yehuda disagreed with his Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda, Amos, Barri, Kriyu, Adama. When you eat the branch, it grows from the ground. You can't say very pretty or this is an apple tree. This is an apple tree, so you can't say very pretty or this is the fruit, this is the tree itself. And if you say very pretty or adama, why not? The tree grows from the ground. Maybe you're eating hard wood. It's not my fault. It's not very lucky with that. It's a hard wood. Even if you grind it up, that's not called Michael. That's a person sits and eats paper. And he swallows the paper. So you don't say brahana. It's not called Michael. But if he eats the soft wood that is edible, there are few odds. If you say butter for you, I don't
know. Time when Tom Stick and Tom is. And Tom makes a fit on the kids. Oh, yeah, well, then they're with it. Or they're going to win it. What would be the broken head on it?
That's what it means, that the wood has the same flavor. And the tree has the same flavor. I don't know. What broken would you say on
that?
He didn't
know
what to say,
so he
didn't talk to the God of
joining what
the son of him. No. I don't know. I thought I was talking to you. We were learning the Gemara together, so he was surprised to see that the days of the Tanai had, the days of the Amorai had such a thing. He thought that it was from the 20th century. So Rabbi Yehuda says you say Baruch Adam, you can't say Baruch Adam, because it's not a fruit that grew on the tree, this is the tree itself, but Baruch Adam, you can't say. And Shmuel disagrees, and he says, no. It's not that you only say very free, Hazam, it's a shame free. This is not a free bechlal. The wood of the tree, even if it's tasty and edible, it's a food. But it's a miscellaneous food. How can you call it a potato, vegetables that part of the Yadam. This is not a vegetable. This is, how can you say, Shmuel HaMashachan in the Torah? Why? Well, the Sefer LaHakshay. What do you mean, Sefer LaHakshay? The first thing, Sefer LaHakshay is HaGzeres HaKotzim. Whenever you have a food that's tasty now, but if you leave it longer, it'll become inedible, so Sefer LaHakshay is tasty. So the Gemara says that that's ridiculous. That's not the reason for Shmuel. I'm going to show you Rabbi Yehuda. The Shmuel told his Talmud, Rabbi Yehuda Shinano, he's always referred to him as Shinano. On the right hand of the Omer, they quote all the different materials. The Shad, what does the Lashon mean? So some, this is the first time that it appears in the Shad. Shinano. And then on the side, they give you all these 20, 30 mankas. So some go in and say that he's got big teeth sticking out, buck teeth. So he calls them, hey, buck teeth. Another guy didn't say, what kind of a Lashon?
Yeah.
Calls him by a nickname. Like Rashi says on Rabbi Shua ben Korcha that he was the son of Rabbi Akiva. What's that, Rabbi Akiva? Because Rabbi Akiva was bull. Then Isaac says, none of them know how to except for the bully over there. He's referring to Rabbi Akiva. Meda says that was a shver. Then Isaac married Rabbi Akiva's daughter. Meda says he got divorced right away. Yeah. So Rabbi Akiva was bull. So Rashi says that Rabbi Shua ben Korcha was Rabbi Shua, the son of the bull one. The Tzai says, what follows Rabbi Shua ben Korcha? Kind of Shema Chaveo Lignai. Actually, must be there was a son by the name of Korcha, by the horse, whatever. I can't think that that's what they called Rabbi Akiva all the time, the Goldie. On one day, when Azai was joking around, so he says, no one knows how to learn, Kutzman and Kiryat Azai, except for the Goldie over there, Rabbi Akiva. He called them, they were Chaverim. He called them the Goldie. It's also not right. So how can it be, the girls say, how can it be that he called them the Shinano? He always called them the Shashinano because they had these bhakti. And that's why the other Rishayim say that means, like it says in Chumash in Kriyashma, Shishinan Kamburon, Yachad Shibarat Abam, Shiyum, because Yadim Masicha, the word Rishanein in Hebrew is a motion of Charitas, of sharpness. He used to call him Sharpie. He used to call him Shachatam. Kamburon, Shiyachar. They tell him, Shinna, Kavasach, the Rebbe tells the Talmud, your Shita makes more sense than my Shita. That it should be. That it should retain the bracha. It should be very pre-Ladama. What I said is wrong. I said that Tzairachayah is Shahakal Nivadvar. Why? Because Tzairachayah, if you let it grow a little longer, it's going to become so hard, it's going to be not very lucky with Adam, then it won't be Shaykh to say very pre-Ladama. Even now, since it's Tzairachayah, they should also not say very pre-Ladama. He said, what I said is ridiculous. Why? Because it's known when you eat radishes. It could be almost believing that radishes are very pre-Ladama. You see, it's a marriage kite, it's not as far as a bus barrier. Who cares, circle of arches? Oh, but after the more time is no, the more is going to say no. Radish is a vegetable. Of course you say barfi adama, but Shmuel, the Lashon that Shmuel meant to say, circle of arches is an argument to prove that it's not called a tree. This is the branch. That's not called a tree. The tree are the apples that are growing on the tree. So not only can you not say barfi tree, who eats it, eat the branch because of it. The branch is not the fruit that's growing on the tree. You can't say burnt tree out of me. The shrew is something that's growing from the ground, but it's not a tree. It's not the tree. It's a fruit. It's a different kind of a fruit. So you say shahakal. That's what the maskan is. So he talks to them like Shmuel, that is shahakal. But first Shmuel says, well, one says you have candies and you have sticks. They say shahakal on these little candies. I have chewing gum that has a little sugar on the outside. So I say shahakal because I swallow the sugar. They say shahakal when you sit down and eat a steak. We eat lamb chop. That's it?
That's
it. Yeah. What do you say, shahakal? You drink tea, shahakal, then you have a lamb chop. Yeah, the miscellaneous bracha.
Yeah.
Whenever there's no bracha before it, so you say shahakal. And you see his on a much higher level than the water. That's what I'm pointing out.
He's very good.
The fact that the tree, the fact that the thing, before it becomes food, that from a lot of trees you can eat the fat, they are very, very tasty. Although you say dollar tree light, but there is a four we have the morning.
That's the next subject. That's why I brought the book. It has all the pictures on the slab. That's the next subject about the slab. We'll have to get to it. So Shmuel tells Nachama, Amalei Shmuel Rabbeinu, so Shmuel tells us that in Kaplan at the time, and he says, Shema, Kavadach Mitzav, your Svar is more correct than mine. My Svar is not right. So it's known, radishes are always like that, so if options, if you would let it grow longer in the ground, it will become so hard it wouldn't be edible, and nonetheless, if you ripped it off earlier, when it is tasty, Umarachin on a labor, if we have no more, so therefore, who has it on the over here? By the Kairachaya. If you eat the branch from the tree, right now it's tasty. If I would let it grow on the tree longer, that would become a hard thing and it wouldn't be well. I feel so what? But I didn't let it. Right now I ate it. So the book should be part of the Lahi. The fact that Shmuel gave a compliment to the Talmud doesn't mean that that's Allah. The Allah is like Shmuel. Because the Svar of Shmuel, that several actions should not be taken because of the fact that the normal course of events, if you leave it longer, who cares? Leave it longer. But right now, let's say you have delicious lamb chops. So if you leave it out of the refrigerator for a couple of days, I'm about to eat it on the table. If I leave it on the table for a couple of weeks, it becomes nitzvah me'achila. It's not shy from the azuke mazik. So you don't say bracha at all. You know, I eat now and it's delicious. So you don't say bracha. What does it have to do? I'll shame honestly. I'm not going to leave it so long. Here, I broke off the branch from the tree. I'm not going to let it grow longer. So the Gemara says, no, that's not what it meant. Everything was so that's what the Gemara says, Valaihi. The Svara of Shmuel is still correct because no, not the Inshav died to the Fugla. People slammed radishes in order to eat the radish, in order to cut it off at an earlier stage, in order to eat the radishes. So the radish has the status of a vegetable, it's a birth of Adama. That's the problem. Vegetable, that's it. Of the Dikla, people when they plant trees, what, they want to eat up all the branches, so they're never going to get any apples if they're going to eat up all the branches. And no, once in a while, they break a branch over here, branch over there, but the bulk of the tree is going to remain. But since that's not the eager Kabbalah of the farmers who planted the tree, they planted the tree that the branches should turn hard, and they should bear pears. So the pears are the freeway. And the wood of the tree is not a tree at all. The diklol are not the issue. People don't plant it. Adai to the koira. Since the rikir kavana when they plant the tree was not adai to eat the branches, and I'm not eating the branches, so that does not have the status of a tree. You can't call it a vegetable.
Because the food, or the form of the food, is the heart of a palm tree. It's called out of palm. Is it the fruit?
One of the reasons that you do that, again, it's a regular spoon that's sold, and
like the
clay.
It's like a vegetable.
It's a regular vegetable. It's a regular
vegetable. Why is it vegetable? Why is it a regular vegetable?
Oh, I don't know.
You mean to tell me that whenever the farmers planted a tree, the Iker intention of planting the tree was not to eat this thing, like to eat the branches. So that's not called a tree, and you can't say Bari Tree Hu Adama on the Kaira, on the soft wood. Kaira Chadala Nati Yisha Dai Kedahi. Loi Mabachin An Alei, what? You don't say Bari Tree Hu Adama, Frank Di Gemara, Harei Tzlaf. What about the Tzlaf? What in the world is this Tzlaf here? So the Gemara has a full meaning. The slap is a caper bush. Here's the book. First he comes to the chiddush that the correct pronunciation is sola. He has alphabetically arranged all the vegetables and all the animals in Tanakh and the Mishnah. It's a good book that there, back, and it tells you all the minor kindness in the Gemara.
You used to make it too bad in
So the Gemara has that there are four different things in this slap and this sola. bush that could possibly be eaten. First of all, it's not a tree, it's a bush. So, doctor, what status does a bush have? Does a bush have the status of being a tree? Or does it not? Then Gemara says that the machlokes between Mishnah and Tzila later on the Dav on the level of the Raisim. Am I not Kemina? Is there any not Kemina Ladina? Very free right verses, far free out done, the Zimgansan only the Rabbanah. First of all, Birchat Hanan, and the Zimgansan the Rabbanah? The Gemara said, El Eslarihi. The Taisa says only Asmachta, it's not a Lima Zoma. Birchat Hanan is only the Rabbanah. And even if you hold like the same Yeshua, I wanted to say that as far as the Raisim, but what you say, Raisim Hasam, that's Zichel only the Rabbanah. Everything is the right, that at least you say Farbiyat, at least you say Farbiyat, that for sure is only the Rabbanah. So this Nafkimina, not a parish. Like one is the right, one is the that's only the Rabbanah. Where is there an Nafkimina on the level of the right, whether any given vegetation is a fruit or a vegetable or no? So you might have the Nafkimina, the Shaman Kisul. What's the status of all the berries that grow on bushes? Do they have the Dina Borba? Do they not have the Dina Borba? That's one Nafkimina with Dina. Dina Borba only applies on fruits. If the brother is on a Titan College Michael, it has to be Dafir fruit. If it's not considered an eight College Michael, then it's not in a world.
Any vegetables usually.
Yes.
That's
the question. What if you have a fruit tree? What if you have a fruit tree that only grows for less than 3 years?
It's not it.
No, banana is a different. Banana, you plant a banana tree and you don't have to replant it. The roots stay in the ground, but the whole tree cools down and next year the whole tree grows again with butter. So the tour has a machlokes harishonim. What's the din? Gemara says that we talk to like we feel over here that bushes have the same status as trees. A bush is considered a tree in the case of the din deraisa of Orba and Kilaim. We'll get to Kilaim in a minute. We talk to like we feel. We don't even consider it a topic. The talking like Bishan. We talk in Allah absolutely about the Tzilah that bushes are considered an Elon. So what is it? So what's the definition of a tree versus what's the definition of a fruit versus a vegetable? So the Gemara is going to say later, if every year it grows, you have a bush, and every year the berries grow on the branches of the bush. So that's the definition of a tree. You don't have to plant it again next year. So the tour quotes the Machlokes HaRishonim, what's it in by a banana, the Kayetzim is there. So the whole, it's a gigantic tree, but at the end of the season, the whole banana tree falls down. And then next season, the roots remain under the ground, they don't die. And then the next season, the whole tree grows up again. I remember when I was in Rabbi Tendler Shear, the first year in high school in Yeshiva, so he said when he was doing his research in Columbia, whatever research he was, I don't remember what he was working on, so he's looking at cancer cure, what I have to do, whatever. He said he had access to all of their labs, and he couldn't believe it. He wanted to see, is it really true? So he had somebody plant a banana tree, and the whole thing grew up, and he said it was so big he could climb up on the tree, and then at the end of the season, the whole thing collapsed. And then the next year, the whole thing grew up again. That's the way it's described. The whole tree collapses. The next year, you don't have to plant it again. The roots remain below the ground, and it's going to grow again, but nothing is going to grow on the same branches. The same branches disappear. So the two of those, that's the Machlokes HaRishonim. Whether that has the status of a tree, and that's also Barkei Rice on a banana, or no, that has the status of a vegetable, and that'll be Barkei Hagam. So the Shulchan Aruch gives you a Spanish word, and he says that on that kind of a fruit, on that kind of a thing, you say Barkei Hagam. But the Machlokes, when they say Barkei Hagam, this is said by mistake, so eight, on something that's really about Dami Rajaitu there. If I check, you said her eight, or I don't want something that's in right to Rajaitu. You say her Dami, so the Machabi gives you some kind of a Spanish word, and it's something like a banana, it's a Zami tree. It should be an Askimun also for Orba, an Askimun for Orba. What if you have a banana tree, and bananas grow the first 3 years? So would you be permitted to eat those bananas or not? So you should say it's a Shaila. It should be turned into Machlokes HaRishonim. If it's in chutz lo'aretz, if the banana is going to chutz lo'aretz, we can consider that. I saw the call of chutz lo'aretz and zvuta. That's later on in the summer. We're going to get to it. But what if the banana tree grows in Eretz Yisrael? So should we have the call of Eretz Yisrael? Should be also? Whatever bananas grow on the first 3 years, okay, so the bananas that grow the first 3 years should be awesome. Bananas that grow the first 3 years should be awesome. And it's the same issue regarding strawberries. That's what we mentioned. That every couple of years in Eretz Yisrael, some rabbi makes an announcement, then they have a big splash in the newspapers, another rabbi writes back and forth, and everybody's talking about these strawberries. Because the strawberries that they sell in the store, the pretty looking strawberries, all grow on these strawberry bushes within the first 3 years. The strawberry bush stays on for more than 3 years, but all the strawberries that grow later do not look pretty. So they make jam for those strawberries that grow later. And the pretty strawberries that they sell in the stores, those are the ones that they sell, those are for the first 3 years. So there's a Shiloh strawberry because the whole bush falls down. It's like bananas, similar to banana, but it's not exactly the same. It's similar to banana, but it's less. So some rabbanim hold that in chutzpah we can eat these pretty strawberries because it's 2 days in the tour. Then the whole tree falls down, but it has the status of a fruit or a vegetable. This is a fruit, then it's a Shiloh varva. It's a vegetable, not Shiloh varva. This is called Sophic Arma, but chutzpah is muta. Not only has Sophic Arma, Sophic in the seed. But I forgot when I planted it, I don't remember whether it's the third year or the fourth year. Even a Sophic in the seed. More has a fresh, a Sophic in the seed, a machlokes. And not only machlokes, machlokes are Rishonim in the tour. Any legitimate machlokes, machlokes between the farmers and the rabbanim, but that doesn't count. We're talking machlokes 2 days for the tour. So any machlokes is called the Sophic folder when the Sophic on the foot floor is up. It is mitzvah. But the bananas or the strawberries, and all the strawberries that are actually allowed to sell in the stores, the pretty ones grow within the first 3 years. Every so often they will have in the newspapers that Rabbi so-and-so said that you're not allowed to eat any of the strawberries because it's a Sophic arba. And then they'll go through the whole thing all over again. How can you eat it in America? It's up from Kutzlars and Shum. And why don't you say hi? Because it's a Sophic, it's not a bad idea. And others always trying to know that the strawberries is a lower madrega, some kind of a slug. Why strawberries is less than... Morgan Avon quotes a minig that those malinids, those berries that grow on bushes that are so low, within 3 tefachim to the ground, 3 tefachim is lovewood, so that's considered if it's growing on the ground. But that's only a minig. Mikra Adin, Ramosha has a Shiva Tatisha. Ramosha says, based on the Morgan Avon, Mikra Adin, there is no such thing. Lovewood. What does lovewood got to do? Lovewood is a din in the teaching. What does it got to do with this? There is a fruit what's the status of a bush? The Shamans say a bush is a vegetable. A bush is not called a tree, and the berries or whatever grow on the bush is never going to be called a prihoi. It's a prihoi. And we talk to him like they feel that it's not so. That bushes, since it stays in Yishana Lashana, that's the Shamans that are not that the roots stay in Yishana Lashana, you have to have that the branches stay. It doesn't mean 2 days in the store. So if it stays in Yishana Lashana, then it has the status of it is. What about the two Nachkiminis again? So the one on the level of their righteous, so the one in Afkimina, on the level of the one in Afkimina, when you say Hoetzel Hadama, on the level of their righteous, the right as to, one was regarding oil, and one was regarding Kilayim. What is Kilayim? If you have vegetables growing near each other within a certain closeness, so then the Mishnah declared that that would be Kilayim. That's why I care. It should be also by Chima and Osmanak. Kilayim is right. It's an Aveir to plant it. Once you plant it, it will be Mitzvah Bachila. You can eat it. But the Tanitha's have it grow in your field. But if you have two trees growing, one next to the other, you have an apple tree and a pear tree, one right next to the other, that's permissible. There is no Nitha Kalayim in the Ilonis. The only time the Nitha Kalayim is if you take a branch from an apple tree, and that's how it covers the Ilonis. You take a branch from an apple tree and put it onto a pear tree, and you grow a new pear tree, right? So that's how it covers the Ilonis. That's the Nitha that I see in a foot floor. Unless you have a guessing, that's the one exception to the rule. Unless you have Gifanim, for that,
So why do you have carrots?
And I guess it is the eight. A vine is a birthday, right? That's Minatera. Not something to get the birthday, that's Minatera. A guess it has the status of a tree. And the grapes are considered the fruit Minatera, not just vegetables. So that's the one exception to the law. That's also a machlokes hatanaim in the Gemara. What does it mean that that's an exception to the rule? If you have gesen with chitin, is it already koi hakeret? The one time it says that that's koi hakeret. The Gemara had earlier in Brochus, no gamakan, it's not so, that that's not koi hakeret. Since if you plant one tree next to another tree, mamish one next to the other, there's no itikliyim at all, not minatera, not minatabanon, then why should you say that if you plant a vine right next to this ruler, right next to the chitim or right next to the sun, why should that be klein, klein, why should it be? It must be, Tesis is mad like that, it must be that if you have chitim and sorim growing near each other, which paint color, then you should have klein, klein, because then you should derive from klein, zorim, there, if you draw klein, zorim, but then if you have a geffen growing there, it's elevated to the level of klein, hakera. Paint color is klein. It became klein because of the chitim and the sorim, two vegetables, or two grains, or getting a vegetable. That's already koi zroim, so if you have koi zroim with the geffen, then it's elevated to the koi hakeren, and it's not only how bears it planted, it's even to the air, but it's also b'achil b'anot. But to have just chitim growing next to a geffen, just like geffen next to apples, or apples next to pears, or pears next to peaches, whatever, doesn't constitute klein at all, so geffen next to chitim will not create any klein either. Basically said, that's the market, that's the institution in the first place too. That must be the story and the muscle of this mandama, that the only time you can need the clear cameras is if you have chitim and storm dichas. You have the chitim and storm already makes it, kaloyas gada, kaloyas rayin. When you have karmachol, this rekilayin doesn't mean that the karim, the tier of one min, makes klein. No. Karim is an eighth, and an eighth never creates klein. If you have karmachol, this rekilayin, if you have kilayin, with chitim and storm, then if it says Karen too, then it makes it also Machil Abano. So that's the second Nafkinim Ladina that the Brisa has. If you have a bush growing right next to grain, right next to Bebalacha, right next to potatoes or something, will it be an Easter with no Hakaka whatsoever? Will it be an Easter of Kloi Zeroi? So the Shah may say that bushes are vegetables, or will create a chumash. It will create Kloi Zeroi. By the oil of the Shah may will make it. They said it's a vegetable, it's an Azogin of Orla. Here they're Machman, they say it's a vegetable. So it does create an eight to Kloy Zroy. That's why it can't create an eight to Kloy Zroy. And they still say, no, it's an eight. And trees never create any eight to Kloy. The only one exception to the rule is the Kloy HaKerem, whatever. And they'll also be saying, funny, eat them with Zor and with the heart, all three together. So that's what the Gemara is going to discuss over here. This plant is some kind of a bush. So to begin with, it's a machlegi b'sham and b'sil, whether the terrace that grows, whether the bush has the status of a tree or not. And the whole discussion is on the assumption that the din is like b'sil. The Gemara is going to ask me, we don't even consider b'sham and shita at all. Take it, but the Gemara says, absolutely not. The Gemara says on the second line and on the face, b'sham and b'mokam and b'sil, no. Ain't a mishnah. No, b'sham and shita is absolutely lichem in halacha. It's not even considered as a suffix. The Gemara says, we're going to work on statements over here. So we're working on the assumption that the slot bush, this caper bush, has the status of a tree, and the pears that grow on it are fruits, they're not vegetables, and as such, the bracha will be barley, tree, or eight. The other thing is, there are four different things that one could possibly eat from this bush. So the shaila is, which one of the four are considered barley, tree, or eight? So the Gemara says, the main one, the ikir, not the inshi, adaita, dahachi, the main fruit is going to be barley, tree, or eight. And if there's a secondary fruit, we're going to declare that as a barley, tree, or adama. And then the parts that are not even secondary, that are like koirechaya, that are really the wood, but they're tasty, that's going to be shakalach to koirechaya. That's what the Gemara is going to quote now. So the Gemara, that's what we left off before. So it's like the Gemara, kolhecha do lanati in shadai to dahachi, lo mabachin an alei. It means to say that whenever the ikir intention in planting is not for this, and the bracha is shakal, for the Gemara, harei tzlav, what about this bush? So not the Isha Daita the Parcho, the Ika Kavan is the Ika Peri, the Ika Peri Rashi says called Parcho, with Nan, the Mishkin is Nan, it's a Breiser, and the Breiser, the Tanya Dashman, says in the Breiser, Amine, not for, on all of these four different parts of the Tzlaf Bush, Rashi says, why is it called Mine? Mine usually means a different type, different meaning.
And he says, no, there are four different parts that one can possibly eat from this bush, but since there are four, and each one is very different from the other one, the four different aspects of the bush, so the Tana use a lush and meaning Natsu. A meaning Natsu, so what brought to be saying the different parts? If he eat the Alim, or the Tamara, he say Barthi Adama. And if he eat the Aviyah, so the Kapis, he say Barthi Hoya. So what's the Kasha? The Iker was the Iker Kavona in planting the Natsu in the eat the Teru. And the others, the Iker Kavona is not for that, but you don't say...
Shako, you say on the other one, say Baruch Adam.
You say Baruch Adam. Is that the Kasha? That's the Kasha. Why?
Korachai should be Baruch
Adam. It's just like over here. You're eating leaves. You're eating leaves over here, they're tasty. And here, this rice, that may not necessarily be starts like this, but this rice also can take one free hot dog is for the what's not for the
tables.
Right, the Ikea one is to eat the tables.
Like this. Because there's peas in the pot. You plant them to eat the peas, but some people eat the outside too.
Okay.
Therefore, the seed for the peas is for the pot you want to eat the
apple. We're going to have to figure that out. That's what I'm going to say. So that's the peels of what if you eat an orange tree? What part of these things? We're going to get to that.
Less edible than those
things
that
you put. An ice cream is less edible. Okay, yeah, I remember you saying the car.
You said
it
right.
Okay. So what's the kasha lama? What's the kasha? We assume that it is like Shmuel that on the current how you say shakalim is wrong. Why? Because that's not the shab dai tadaki. People plant trees, they ought to eat the fruits that grow on the trees. The eager intention is not to eat the branches. So therefore it doesn't have the status of a fruit at all, frankly. But here the Brisa says, even when you eat the alim, eat the leaves on the thing. Mamish like ate the alma. You still say Barfri Adama. So it does not contradict what Shmuel said. And the Gemara does not contradict. I'm not meant by it for slav when you plant this kind of a bush. Nothing shall die to the shoes, so they have mind people. Everything you're going to have. After you pluck it off from the tree, what are you going to do with this? Olive. What, should you feed it to the game? Someone's going to eat it. Or you're going to throw it out in the garbage, you may as well eat it. Clear is a different story. If you're going to break off the branch from the tree, so then it's not going to continue to grow later on to develop to become a hard branch that will be able to bear fruits from it later on. So that's against the intention. That's the hapus and the intention of the farmer. When the farmer plants it, so once in a while to break off the branch. That's not the kavanah. That they should break up branches, so it's not going to grow there as a tree should grow. But that's what we talk to, I'm sure that's shackling as well. That's not called a tree at all. Slav not the Isha died to the shoes when they planted slav bush, that might eat everything, including the leaves. Why not? After they break it off in the tree. They can leave the leaves, and today some next year the leaves are not going to develop to a further state. That's the last step. That's the last step. So they don't eat it. Why not? The grass might eat everything. Of a diklo. When you plant the tree, learn not the imsha die to the kura. You don't plant it about to eat. If you're going to eat, Rashi's not going to eat it when it's a soft branch. That's going to be the end. And you really want it that it should continue to grow. So that's the hezra for Shmuel Shittim. And it works in good. We have a couple of coffee. Shmuel and Rabiudis. Even a Shmuel prayed Rabiudis for it. And it sounds like Shmuel is backing up. Nonetheless, there was a kalah to the Shmuel. It's in the stock of love is like Shmuel. Then I call it high, the brother is shakam in the brother. But you don't say bark me up.
They planted like a different plant. They planted horses with the yellow restaurant and you put the brother high.
I don't think so. Well, I have to find out.
Yeah, but if they do, I'm saying
then it'll be bark me up. But if the main purpose of the tree is that it should bear fruit, and then once in a while they break off a bench here, branch there, so that will be shot on the ground. But it's not the adai to the house, it will be burnt to the other. What if
you can show that it's all that it will have, is that wrong?
There was a kasha from Slav, and Mar into the kasha. You see from Slav that you do say Barfri Adama, even though it's only an eight, so at least the mother says no. But the leaves that you would even longer wouldn't develop to become anything better. Hashem can the Korah would develop to become something better. So you can't call the Korah a tree. The Korah is not the final stage. The Korah is just a branch that it should grow fruits on it. It should develop into a regular tree. So you can't call the branch of the tree a free Adama. Hashem can over there, the leaves on the tree, if they're edible, it's Barfri Adama.
the fruits are called barikrin way, and this is a normal thing to eat, but it's not the ikar of the tree, it's not the ikar fruit, it's the barikrin way, but it's the barikrin way. Hopi din is not different between bushes and trees. Hopi din even in Tel Gimel Sofim is also. Right, we talk about these symbols, that bushes are Hopi din trees. And you get to the din of the Rabbana, you get to the din of the Rabbana. We pass them out of bushes.
What if you make a bird of three or
strawberries? Strawberries, yes. Strawberries should be the same. Hopi pasha should be the same. Akleke.
Blueberries.
No, but the blueberries, I think the branches remain from year to year.
Strawberries, branches also.
Strawberries, I think, all things fall away. The branches stay there. I thought it was the same as the banana, that the whole thing just
becomes a reception this morning for all kinds of fruits and vegetables.
Yes.
What would be your, what would make the balance of the year said you want to
make a shot. You want to say that, but you make sure you get it in its body,
right?
What do you want to eat? What do you
want
to eat? Okay.
All of them say shot. What you just said.
Okay, clean that, and next week we have to continue the conversation for the slop.
Slop is an important thing.
The last passage in Pasha, Dachri Mois, the Torah tells us, Shmartemet Mishmarti, Leruti Asat, Lichukas Atayevet Hashanat of Atnechem, the Lois Yitamu Bahem, Ani Hashem Olokes, the Gemorian and Yivonis, Chofal, with comments on this passage, the Shmartem is Mishmarti, doesn't simply mean the Shmartem Atem is Kukas Atayevet Mishmarti. It doesn't just mean a repeat, you should observe the deer. Mishmartem is Mishmarti, means Asu Mishmeres from Mishmarti, and this is the marker for the Mishnah in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, Asu siyah of la Torah. The Torah has it in, when you have a house and people use the roof, you have to have your tisa makala bebet with a satin dam in the vaytecho. You have to be careful that no one should be injured. A person has to watch out for himself and for anyone else's help in Gashmir. So the Torah has it over here. Everyone has to be careful for one spiritual is and other people's spiritual help as well. So just like you have to make a siyah, gafen, a makala around the roof to make sure that no one gets hurt physically, so through the Torah has a din, Mishmati Mes Mishmati, I say Siog La Torah, you have to make a Siog in offense to make sure that you don't come anywhere near doing the Aveir. Then the Silas Tishon points out that this is, Rashi writes on Chumash, Mahazet Bezdin Al-Kaf, that this is a din on Bezdin. So the Tishon points out that you shouldn't think like Rashi, it's only a din on Bezdin. You think that if the Torah is Majdil, L'chol Echot B'Echot B'Fra, it depends. The fight between Shivas, I don't have the Nisyanis, but other people have a go to business. Other people are in business, they don't have the Nisyanis that I have, that I'm in Yeshiva. Everybody has their own Nisyanis. Every person has to make his own Siyogim and his own Achokim based on whatever his circumstances and his situations happen to be. So the Mishnah Shem says that a person should have said, Dai Lala Mashi Tikta Chazal, Chachamim or Kaveya, all the various, they said, what's the Siyog? So they never asked this, what do I have to make a Siyog? He says, no, whatever it says in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, that's the Dava Shavu Chalmem. That applies to all of Klal Yisrael, whether you're in yeshiva or the business world or academia, whatever field you're in, that's a job for everybody. And every person has to see whatever his personal situation happens to be, depending what country he lives in or what field he's in, what he does for a living, he has to make his own achokas and his own field. You can't say Zaylon Neshat Chazal. If one is in a more difficult situation with his more of a chashash of Tachana, the person has to be careful on that. Halacha l'maisa, the Pimagodim has a fascinating Kiddush, and then he points out that after a while he came to the realization that it's enough in the Gemara with the Taisus and Menachos, and Teres Rebbe Yishmoa, that the Pasuk says, Mishmati Mes Mishmati, Asu Mishmeres, and Mishmati, so the Gemara says, Amar Ababo, whenever it says, you can lift Teres in areas in the Gemara, she's at the place that the Gemara has, Zura, whenever it says, Yishama, Pena, Ahal, that implies a life death. Not only when it says loy saksim shabbidisha, a person is loy kev, he violates an aver that's similar to loy saksim shabbidisha. How do you know why? What does this do? The lab that has been because of the chumash, it says, Hayon bin hakayta rosh, it says, mouth is right next to the pasuk of loy saksim shabbidisha. And that's the chumash born to the darshan smuchim.
one person next to the other has a status like a hekdesh. You call a third full of only a hekdesh if the two beat him are listening in the same person. Then his verb, it matters at the beginning of your vomit, is if you have snuchim, one person next to another, also is considered the equivalent of a hekdesh. So we say, who gets malchus, whoever violates another, that's similar to the Sas Meshavadisha. So similar means, in the nature of the Aver, what type of an Aver is, it should be a Lashia a Maisa, a Lashon, and these Khan Mazarak Mishnah, and it should also be similar in the Lashon HaKosu. It has to be written in a similar style. The similar Hase, it says Loi, Loi Sakhmu Shabadish, it says somewhere, Loi Sakhmu Kote, it says Loi, or it says Al, or it says Hishama, or it says Pe. Hishama and the Al is the equivalent of Loi. So the Gemara says that Hishama, whenever it says Hishama, that implies a Loi Sefer. So the Pirugari wants to be Mechadish, that the only time you have it in about two seals, La Teiro, Mishmatem and Mishmatem, Atem Mishmatem and Mishmatem, is if you're afraid that people are going to come to violate an Avera. But what if you have a situation, they can't come to violate an Avera. The only thing is, they may, if they'll be lazy about it, you won't make a Hachot in itself, they may be lazy and not fulfill a mitzvah. Is the Torah requiring of us that we should make Siyogin for that too? One thing is, no. The mashmash of the Siyog, the Hachok of the day is, you shouldn't get hurt. You shouldn't get hurt. Although the first Mishnah brother seems to say that you have a right to make a Siyog even when you're afraid people are going to fashkat you from Zman Krishna, the Pimgan says, in my Sefer on Brachas, he has a Sefer on that, and he holds that that's not, that's an exception to the rule. He holds under normal circumstances, the Torah only requires of us, and the Chachamim are only authorized to make it clear when they're afraid that someone's going to violate an Aveda. They're only afraid someone's going to not fulfill the mitzvah, so then they have no right to make this yoga. And then he writes, this is what he raises the possibility in the Sichah Kalal of Sarachayim, and then he shows us enough of the Gemara with the Tesis in the Rachas, in Perek HaRishmo. But if not, there's a Ferish like this. If not, has a Machlek, the Perek HaRishmofish, what's the difference? He eats Chadosh on the Thursday Chalamar Pesach after in the morning, after Hanukkah Chana, before bringing the Korban Ayin. You're not allowed to? HaKorban Ayin is not the Chadosh. You're not allowed to? How much of an Aver is it? Are you over on the last? Are you over on the last? Are you over on the last? Oh no, Arefta Mayim Azim means up until the morning, Arefta Mishayim means until Hanukkah Chana, after the sun rises. So there's no law of Lechol Kol Kam Lech Tzelkul. It's only Ad Havi Yachom and Tzelma Tzelkul is a big Lech Tzelkul. The law is no law once it comes. First day Kalma Teita, on Hei Tzah Kalma. The set law, Ades and Ayin Azay, Tzimusho Yayin is here already, so there's no law. It's just that there's, you're not just fulfillment of the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah Tzelkul. So on that, you have no right to make a siyot. So he shows enough in the Gemara like that. The Gemara says that Shechapa Nachkanina, Sima Diyachan Rishman Zer, and the first Mishnah Brach is referring to that. But this is a clause that we all have to keep in mind. The Tanoi never made any gzeiris for students to go to university. Because they never had any fun around the university. So they never made any gzeiris for people living in Goyisha dormitories. We have universities, and we have the Goyisha dormitories, so we have to make this yodim, and we shouldn't see. Daiwana Mashatana Chazal, where's the Chabal Chesed? You're not allowed to have it. The answer is not at all. When you see that there's a takana for yourself or for your children, then you certainly have to make Nuha Chotis. The Torah is speaking to every individual person. And not only like Rashi says, well, has it says, not come. It's speaking to every yodim in the yodim. Based on what his circumstances happen to be, we have to be careful not only of our Gashmi and Zikya health, you have to be very careful about Ruchni and Zikya health as well. That's what the person has a lot about copyright. If I made a painting, or I made a tape, or I made a book, or I have a same Chedush Torah, so I have the right to the copyright. I created the Shvachas and Kids book, the Shmelvish, and the other parts of the world that I like that. Whoever creates Shvachas, kind of the Shvachas, it's all based on that in the show. That's what the Rav said, that's the basis of this is. If a Rebbe has such a hashpah on the Talmud, he is the one who is responsible, he's the Iker one who is responsible for formulating this new personality, the new Torah personality that the Talmud has, so then the Rebbe is kind of that Talmud. So that's why Kol Malach Shevet also the Rabbi, Talmud also the Rabbi. Just like the Eved is the possession of the Zohar, and the other owns in the beginning, and so too, the Rebbe owns the Talmud in a certain sense. But I thought that that's what the Rav meant. He was joking with this Muslim from Yeshiva, so he said, true, if you're dead, the Muslims, but I should just tell them, what do you mean? We know that most of the Rabbein in Yeshiva really didn't have that much, most of the Rabbein in the world really don't have that much of our Shvua on this Amidah.
Is that a little bit here, a little bit there? The taka like the Bali Atesha say, what cost matters from this form that we learn? But the attack, this is the Talmud movement that they read it, that means that this Rebbe formulated the majority of his third personality. By the Rebbe, it's very interesting, the Rebbe has such a uniqueness to his style of presentation. He touched so many people his taka didn't have, he didn't have so many Talmudim who loved him. But he had many Talmudim who looked to him as Rebbe Movement, and I think they were all right. He had such a major effect on so many people's lives. And students who were going to the university and the graduate school there and Harvard, all kinds of people came in contact with the Rav. And they were going in one direction. When they bumped into the Rav, true, they didn't all walk in the path of the Rav. He had such a major impact on their lives that he really changed the direction that they were going in. So that's Dr. Paul Rochach Moshe Emanu. He's the person who had the most hashpah in formulating whatever type of personality these people have. They don't all have the same type of personality. Many of them are very far from their own ways of thinking and learning and practice and so on. But whatever type of personality they have, an awful lot of these people, very many of them, can attribute the majority of that hashpah to Rav Soloveitchik. And this stems in fact of what is the Rav Soloveitchik and many of his people. It's really very hard to discuss. We learned once the Gemara. The Gemara says that a person has to be very careful when he's Mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we really don't know what Elikus is all about. So if you're going to be Mishabech, he knows where it's Hashem, Yashmir Kol Tehlosa. He wrote the Mahal, Mishirachal Hashmir Kol Tehlosa. You have to be very careful. The Gemara gives a marshal that someone, the farmer, has no hasog of riches, and he's going to say, oh, the king is so rich, he has $10 in the bank account. The last the money the king has, the other people have $10. $10 is nothing. So the person doesn't have a hasoga of chokhmah, is going to say, so smart. He knows that it's particular. 2 and 2 is 4 and 5 and 5 is 10 and so on. But that's a great depth, that's a great knowledge. When you start to speak about an autumn bottle, it's very hard to shut up. I didn't intend really to shut up about Soloveitchik. It's very difficult. You don't know where to begin, you don't know where to end. I'm just saying some of the impressions that I had from him over the years as far as his attitude and as far as his tradition of prayer. This, I think, was a big theme that was a recurring theme in his thoughts and his talks and his rushes and his shiurim, a lot about Masreira. He spoke a lot about Masreira. I mentioned people trying to see him and saw the Yeshua, that you have to try to strive to obtain the entire Masreira and transmit it in its entirety. Very didactic, very meticulous, and very careful, and the Masreira shouldn't be restricted. You should try to chaparayin everything as much as you can, try to understand everything. A person has an obligation. He used to understand the pasuk in the beginning of Bereishis, the Chishua, and the din with those. I never understood it like that. I said, Guru of Umm Yonatot, the Chishua. So the Gemara says that Kurda Matitara, then the Umm Yonatot, the Mukhi, the Tiri, the Rizya. But Lach Matitara, this, I the pasuk. I said, this pasuk was the Hayra Shah. Rule who held towards the Chishua and the Reishis in the Nayah, I put the Chavis dust up until Matan Torah. Then the Shemitza Torah and the Statra Allah, and the whole Chavis doesn't exist anymore. Somehow the Rav didn't think so. He thought, Pure who? So the Yisrael member of the Lord of the Nayah, he had to Matan Torah, which was Mila towards the Chishua, he thought that that still applied, that every person has an obligation. He thought that this is included, even if you think of the dad about the Chishua, but he quoted another Chavis. The Chavis says, the Halach to the Jokov. We all have an obligation to imitate the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're on the end of the first paragraph of the says, I'm Allah to the job. Now who comes? Now who comes? Now who comes? Who comes? Now who comes? Who comes? Now 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 who comes? To develop his talents and his kishrenes to the best of his ability, and to be as creative as possible, and he tried to be inquisitive, and try to learn more about the, try to learn the maximum, try to hop around as much as possible, in whatever area he happens to have his strength. If a person has a talent in music, a person has a talent in medicine, a person has a talent in physics, or in chemistry, or in mathematics, whatever, to go there. And if a person has a talent in Torah, they should try to hop around as Hipshua, he has an obligation, to try to figure everything out and try to research everything and try to come up with the
at the end of the shot and everything, and that's not to stick to the same old seven. This is try to figure out more and more and more. This is always his, this is a recurring theme in his Okay. Well, they met it next week, we'll learn a little more. Continue with that.